Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
What's up, everybody? Nathan Zagura here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We'll be joined today by Michael Regei, filling in for Vic Carucci, who is down in Canton, as Andre Reed will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow. And Vic, who covered the Bills for many, many years, actually helped Andre with his induction speech, so he's down there. Reg, you're here today wrapping up a week of practice in Berea, pads every day that they were out there on the field. Your impressions of the first week of real camp under head coach Mike Pettine?
Oh, yeah, Nathan, two seasons, right? Summer's vastly overrated. There's football season, and then there's getting ready for football season, and we've done that this week. Always great to see you and be with you. And
likewise.
And kudos
likewise
to Vic for having this kind of opportunity with Andre Reed and the Hall of Fame coming up this weekend. Nathan, you know, as you and I have talked a lot on the show, I mean, I've loved the last couple of days, and here's why, because we're talking about goal line and third down and two with the end zone at stake, both sides of the ball. We saw that yesterday with the play clock winding down inside 30 seconds, and we saw a lot more red zone today, ones against ones, live, offense versus defense. Nathan, to me, now this is when it's really starting to crystallize, starting to get very intriguing, because while everybody's honed in on that trigger man, right?
That's
who's
right,
taking the snaps, Nathan, there's so much competition going on this football team virtually everywhere you look, and I love that, man.
I love the competition, and that's something that has been a hallmark. We've heard Mike Pettine talk about competition on a daily basis, and we've seen it with the players. I thought today was a day where they maybe took a slight step back in terms of the intensity. There was some joviality at the end, obviously, of the day, and we'll get into that in a second. That revolves the orange jerseys, but I think today was kind of, in some ways, the calm before the storm after a very physical, very intense Thursday. Friday today, still a very strong practice, a lot of emphasis on the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
I think we saw Johnny Manziel at one point get into a very hot streak where he started to light up the defense, especially in a 7-on-7 session. But today, kind of up and down day, both offense and the defense had their moments. Not as intense as yesterday, but all eyes now turn to tomorrow, Family Day, the first scrimmage, real live football between this team for an extended period of time. And that'll happen at InfoCision Stadium. 25,000 of you will be in attendance, and I know the players are very excited about competing on that stage.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And what I like, too, is I love checking out Mike Pettine and his facial expressions and body language,
oh,
Nathan.
Yes.
You know, yeah, and I know you do, too. He was asked today, so what are you expecting to see tomorrow? And he set his jaw, and he said, I want guys to show me and the coaching staff that they can make plays, whatever situation we put them in, across the board, and I want guys to jump off the page at me to let us know that, okay, it's all starting to come together, we get it, and they've got a football team that understands what's at stake. So I think, Nathan, there's going to be some seriousness attached to it in terms of what we were just mentioning. Guys in these position battles, guys better start making statements tomorrow if they want to claim those various positions as their own.
No doubt about it, and that will be the first step that these players can take to making sure that they are starting when the Browns open the preseason against the Detroit Lions. We got a big show lined up for you here today. Rookie running back Terrence West will be with us early on in the show. We're also going to hear a press conference from Mike Pettine after today's practice, and Kyle Shanahan from after yesterday's practice, where he made some comments that certainly raised a few eyebrows about this coach quarterback competition between Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel. Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network will be with us at 1:30. Kevin Jones, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, with us at 2:15. At 2:30, we'll have a little Friday forecast with the kid. And obviously, we'll be taking your phone calls all show long, 216-578-0850, to kind of get your, you know, whatever questions you have about the first week of practice here in pads in the Mike Pettine training camp era, now that it is officially well underway, the sixth practice in the book, the fourth, of course, in pads. And I got some tweets already about this. Who won the orange jerseys? Well, yesterday it came down to one play on the goal line from 2 yards out. The defense held as Carlos Dansby filled the hole and stopped Ben Tate short, so the D was in the orange again today. Today, Mike Pettine had another wrinkle up his sleeve, and I thought it just showed how much he understands the players. And from talking to some of the players, they said the same thing. Practice ended today with all of the team out on the field. There was a long snapper. There was a punter.
I loved it. And then there was kind of a
parting of the sea. You had the defense on one side of the hashes, the offense on the other. And they trotted out their coaches to compete for these jerseys. And it started off, Aaron Glenn was representing the defense. He caught it. Then you got the wide receiver coach Hightower. He caught it.
Yep.
You had it back and forth. It went on this staff. 6 for 6 it started. Three catches for the offense, 3 for the D, including the third guys for each team in the three hole. You had defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill.
Yep.
And you had offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan.
He put on a show, Nathan.
Kyle Shanahan had to move at least 20 yards to his right through the defensive players who got out of his way and were in his face, caught it. He did a little bit of a dance after that. And then
he moonwalked, baby.
He moonwalked
in the best Michael Jackson variety, and then spiked the rock.
He did spike the rock. There were some exciting some celebrations today that were on display. Anthony Weaver, the defensive line coach, was up next, had a long run for a big man, did get his hands on the ball and hit the ground. And then the offense, now there is some question about this according to some of the players I've talked to. The offense trotted out a quality control assistant to represent their team.
Ringer,
who had good hands, caught it very easily. Easily made it look very easy. And so the offense will wear the orange jerseys on Monday, not tomorrow. They're going to be in the brown and white tomorrow on the scrimmage. But on Monday, the offense will wear the orange jerseys for the first time since this competition has been implemented by head coach Mike Pettine. And to get to the point that I was trying to make earlier about him understanding these players, yesterday, very physical, very intense, some goal line session, guys getting after, tackling to the ground. Today, I thought, you know, they had a very good practice. It wasn't as intense as yesterday's practice, and it wasn't set up to be. There wasn't the short yardage, the big hitting, the collisions, no live sessions at all. And then you ended on that good note with the players and basically said, all right, you had your fun now. Now tomorrow, it really is time to get to work. And I think it's good the way that he brings them up, then kind of gives them a little bit of that levity that, hey, this is still fun, but tomorrow it's time to turn that intensity back up again.
No,
I like that.
Yeah, me too. And I think you're scripting all this, of course, and Mike discussed that today. And just as we heard yesterday that certain guys, Johnny Manziel, will get some work with the ones here coming up real soon. You know, the way Mike Pettine has scripted this, Nathan, I think you just described it perfectly. I mean, he's almost, don't you think, he's trying to reach crescendos and plateaus and levels with what's going to be about, we'll say 15 to 18 days of training camp and sessions. And I think that that's a way to, obviously, you know, you keep the veterans' attention because they know what's at stake. They don't want their side of the football or their unit to be the ones that on the losing side and get let down. So, yeah, you have the fun, you have the levity, and then, though, you let them know in his best head coach football way that I got a lot of you that are really need to show me and my coaches why you should be the guy at various positions. And you need to know that. And you need to start making that a part of your mentality day in and day out. And I think he's done a beautiful job of that.
He has done. And listen, the NFL is all about building to crescendos. You want a peak on Sundays.
Every day, get better,
and then, boom, explode on Sundays. And now this is the first opportunity for these guys, as you said, to really show something. Don't forget, there are 90 Cleveland Browns here. There will be 53. 37 people that are out
guys,
there
Nathan. Yeah.
Are going to be gone.
Won't
so
be
you
in this
are
uniform.
Fighting and clawing for the spot. And when you really think about it, the certain number of spots that are already locked up, you're really talking about the bottom 50 competing for about, 13 spots.
Yes, and those are as specialists, special team spots with maybe a few of those 13 getting with the twos on either side of the football and having an opportunity to get in rotation for reps.
Right?
I mean, but other than that's pretty much what it is. Guys fighting for their very existence. Most of them early in their NFL career, so you know that paycheck comes every week. And even for the younger fellas that are a part possibly of the practice squad, Nathan, that's about $90,000 a year, man. That's nothing to sneeze at for the young fellas, right?
Nothing
you
to
and
sneeze
I would have taken
at.
That out of college, would we not?
Of course. Nothing to sneeze at all. One quick kind of housekeeping note, Josh Gordon, he is – in New York. The appeal is today. Word coming out now that Roger Goodell will not rule on this until he returns from after the Hall of Fame festivities. So probably no new news on Gordon until early next week. Now, right now, coming into the Dog Bowl in Berea, a guy who's opened a lot of eyes in training camp with his strong performances every single day out there. One of our favorites. I know, Reg, when you and I were doing a lot of the shows pre-draft, and we were saying we hoped that this man would find his way into a Cleveland Browns uniform. The Bull from Towson, Terrence West, joining us now in the Dog Bowl here in Berea. And Terrence, you've opened a lot of eyes. You started doing it immediately when he stepped on the field in the OTAs, the mini camp, and now here you are 1 week into training camp. How have you feel it's gone so far?
It's pretty good, man. I'm getting good feedback from the coaches, and the main thing is learning the playbook, and I'm doing very well with that. And Coach Webb is doing a great job teaching us.
And one of the things as a rookie running back, we all know you can run. We see it.
Pass protection.
Pass protection. Yeah. How do you feel you're picking that up and acclimating? Because from what I've seen, I think you're doing a much better job. You look a little more natural now in pass pro than you did earlier in the sessions.
Yeah, I mean, OTAs it played a big part because it gave me time to go home and think about and go over the go over film about pass protection. And now everything's slowing down.
Great to have Terrence West with us here in the Dog Bowl. Nathan Zagura is here. I'm Michael Regai, and delighted all of you are here. All right, Terrence, as Nathan said, he and I, we've talked about your running style and how you love contact and you love to be physical, and there isn't a linebacker or a strong safety that can walk up into the box that you don't want to lower the boom on. Give us an idea how you felt that that has translated from where you played in the FCS at Towson now to the National Football League. Has it caused you to back up a little bit, or do you still feel like this is my style and I can make an impression that way in this league?
Yeah, that's my style of running straight downhill. And in college and FCS, man, all the teams that we played, they packed the box. So I'm used to it. I'm going to get touched, but I always got to run through that person or make a person miss. So I'm used to it, and this offense is built around that.
One cut. It's a one cut in that zone block system, an outside zone read. How have you found that transition into that, or have you had a little familiarity with it at Towson as you played for the Towson Tigers?
I'm very familiar with that. Coach Ambrose, he prepared me very well for the NFL. And, like, we did a lot of zone plays, a lot of power plays, a lot of NFL pro-style plays. So I'm used to it. It's just natural now.
Terrence, yesterday, the goal line drill, live contact, live action. It was exciting. The offense had its way for the most part. You had one where you met Craig Robertson about a yard and a half, 2 yards out, were able to slip off of him, get into the end zone. Talk about your mindset in those goal line drills when you get the ball that close.
I mean, when we're in the red zone, man, my main focus is getting in the end zone. It's just me and the goal line. I don't see nobody else on the field. It's just me and the goal line. That's how I score so many touchdowns in college, because I just got a nose for the end zone. Somehow, some way, I'm going to get in the end zone no matter what the situation is.
42 touchdowns last year at Towson, as he likes to point out. 41 on the ground, one receiving. Terrence West in studio with us here on Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Terrence, tomorrow, really the first real football that you will play since joining the Browns. How excited are you about the Family Day scrimmage tomorrow in Akron?
It's just another day, man. I'm excited each and every day I go out to practice, because you practice how you play. So each and every day is a new day to get better and show everybody in this building that what you can do.
Terrence, you mentioned Wilbert Montgomery. Longtime NFL fans know what a tremendously talented running back he was in his own right. As you come into this league, how have you found the way he imparts his knowledge and his teachings? Is it something that every day you almost feel like, wow, I'm learning something from one of the greatest runners all time in the game?
Yeah, it's different when you got a coach that really played the game than a coach that never played the game and just know how – he just knows the information of the game. But when you got a coach that played the game, you can talk to him more about what you see on the field. It's a better communication.
Talk about the running back room. You and Isaiah Crowell, the only rookies in that room right now. Obviously, you guys are all competing for your reps, for your spot, et cetera. What's the atmosphere like in that room? We know Ben Tate at times has been a little bit surly when talking about the running back competition. Yeah. From your side of things, how is it going in that room?
It's just amazing. Each and every day, just go out there with a chip on your shoulder. To me, no one has a spot right now. It's up for grabs, and that's how everybody in that room should approach it. Everybody should think that they should be the starter, because if you don't, you shouldn't be in that room. So you got to have that mentality. So
It's a very good point and very true. And competition is something that Mike Pettine certainly has called for, and he's created every single day. What do you think about the orange jersey competitions? And now you guys get to wear them on Monday, thanks to the coaches.
Yeah, the orange jersey. I mean, that's just it gives you more motivation and more urgency to come out there and practice, and because the defense, they like them orange jerseys. So now it's just time for us to hold it down and keep the orange jerseys.
What's been the thing, you know, talk about going from Towson to here, the adjustment of the speed. Have you found that to be a big adjustment in your mind or something? It seems that you've acclimated to it very quickly.
The game of football, to me, in my mind, it's about angles. It's a lot of people that's fast on the field, but it comes down to angles and making people miss. Because if you can be fast, but if you can't make a person miss, it's not going to work. It's not track. So you got to have everything. But in FCS, man, we had a lot of transfers that came into the CAA. So it's a lot of big-time players that got great speed. But, the game doesn't change. I just approach the game the same way. I don't care who I'm playing. I don't care if we're playing against a 9-11 team. I'm going to approach the game the same way.
I love it.
Michael Ray Guy, Nathan Zagura, great to have you with us at Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Terrence West and his physical style of rocking the Browns run game with us. All right, the offensive line. Now, these are guys you're looking at, Joe Thomas and Alex Mack, guys who are Pro Bowlers. Terrence, have you had any conversation with now? Because this is a veteran O-line. I mean, you got Joel Bitonio there and Garrett Gilkey, if he gets some time, as a second-year guy. But have you had any conversation with them at all with regard to getting a feel and rapport for them as a young running back?
I'm just trying to keep my mouth shut and get them – give them show them that I can do it. I want to get them to know that I can do it first before I say anything,
okay,
so they can build the confidence thing up. But it's gonna be a time for us that we're gonna sit down and talk and communicate. But right now, I just want to build a relationship as far as them knowing that I can take care of the load.
One of the relationships that you've had, a strong one since the day that you were drafted, is obviously with the Cleveland Browns fans. You're very active on Twitter at TerranceWest28. Are we going to change that TerranceWest20, by the way?
I got to change. I got to get on the computer and do it.
We got to get that updated.
I got to do it.
There you go.
What do you think about how, these fans have been at training camp and just turning out in huge numbers every single day? What's it like been interacting with the dog pound?
Oh, man, it's amazing, man. The fans here are amazing. They loyal, and they love the Browns. They love the Cleveland Browns. And, when the first day I came out, we came out to practice, man, I looked around. It was a lot of fans out there. I'm not used to that, fans coming to practice and watch us practice. So it just gave me another motivation just to come out there and work even harder. Because the fans, they coming out to support you in practice, man. It's amazing. Everybody can come out to games, but when they come out to practice, it shows a lot and it tells a lot.
Yeah, 9:30 in the morning on weekdays.
Oh, yeah.
And people are coming out
and
packing the sidelines, getting raucous for you guys. Terrence, appreciate the time. We've loved what you've been doing on the field. Excited to see a lot more of it. Of course, tomorrow, family day scrimmage. Really see you get after in some live action.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
To bring it strong, buddy. I'm going to fist bump you, man.
There it is, right. Get in there.
Get that rock, because he's going to run the rock with that kind of strength.
All day long. Could be like Mac and Biner here in Cleveland. People would be dancing in the streets with that.
Nathan, whisper that, man. That's
right.
like the deity.
I get excited.
You heard of those guys?
Yeah, I heard of them.
Ernest Biner, Kevin Mack.
Mm-hmm.
You were born yet.
They both was over 1,000 yards.
Right? Same season.
That's right.
Yep.
Same year. Kevin Mack's right here in the building.
Yeah.
Working with the organization.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He came down to the room.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah. Not personally one-on-one, but he came to the room and talked to us.
He could run inside the tackles now with some seriousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you. Like you and Tate.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he had the high step, though. I don't know if Kevin Mack had the high step like Mr. West here when he gets in the
open field.
The high step of Baltimore.
Mack can't tell that lie, kitty.
I like it. I like it. It looks
good out there.
Thing.
Yeah.
A Ballmer thing, huh?
It kind of just sets up the glide.
Yeah, a lot of guys from Baltimore do it, like Tavon Austin. He's not in the league. He's working the back, getting back in the league. Shaky Smithson, he was at Utah. He was the Green Bay Packers. But, yeah, we all from the same area. We just came up.
Representing.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it.
It's great, Terrence.
Terrence West, rookie running back of the Cleveland Browns, joining us here. We'll be back with Coach Mike Pettine's post-practice presser. Say that fast real quickly, folks, here.
You just did.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns here on ESPN 850 WKNR.